News from UNFL. As stipulated in UN Security Council Resolution 1701, the area between the Litani River and the Blue Line should be free of unauthorized weapons and armed groups. Since the cessation of hostilities agreement in November 2024, UNIFIL peacekeepers have discovered multiple weapons caches. Each time such discoveries are made, peacekeepers immediately inform the Lebanese armed forces, who hold primary responsibility for security in the area. UNIFIL deputy spokesperson Candace Ardiel provides more details.
UNIFIL is mandated under Security Council Resolution 1701 to monitor and report all violations of this resolution within our area of operations. Since November 2024, our patrols have detected around 300 caches left by armed groups containing various types of ammunition, weaponry. These caches have included RPG ammunition, boxes of mortar shells, multiple rocket launchers, including those mounted on vehicles, and anti-tank missiles also. Recently, while conducting regular activities in line with Resolution 1701, peacekeepers, in close coordination with the Lebanese army, discovered a vast network of fortified tunnels near Tir Harfa, Zibkin, and Nakoura. The findings included several bunkers, artillery pieces, multiple rocket launchers, hundreds of shells, rockets, anti-tank mines, and other explosive devices that likely were used during the conflict. Peacekeepers have also discovered a small number of weapons caches over the last months left in Lebanon by Israeli forces, which are also reported to the Lebanese army to be dealt with. UNIFIL urges both parties to fully abide by Resolution 1701 and for the Israeli Defense Forces to fully withdraw from the areas they occupy in South Lebanon. Again, this is a clear violation of Resolution 1701. This is what we've said consistently. Both parties must commit to the resolution in letter and spirit to give people on both sides of the Blue Line the security that they need to return to their normal lives, to their villages, and to be free from daily attacks and suffering.
Between January and July 2025, UNIFIL Indian peacekeepers provided vital support to local communities through free medical, dental, and veterinary services across their area of operations in southeastern Lebanon. In that time, they treated close to 1,250 patients and vaccinated or treated nearly 57,000 animals. Through 27 medical camps and regular assistance at their base in Iblis Saki, they treated over 800 people. Dental teams held 24 outreach camps, providing care to over 450 patients. Veterinary teams, who play a key role in safeguarding rural livelihoods, organized 31 camps and offered support to shepherds and farmers. In total, they treated and vaccinated nearly 57,000 animals. On 3 August, UNIFIL Malaysian peacekeepers, together with peacekeepers from the Republic of Korea, took part in the Sport for All event held in Tir. The activity aimed to promote health and fitness and reflected the city's endeavor to return to normalcy after the devastating war. Peacekeepers contributed through cultural performances, showcasing traditions from their home countries. The event, which was attended by the Minister of Youth and Sports, Dr. Noura Bayrakdarian, and the head of the Union of Tir Municipalities, Mr. Hassan Edbouk, also saw the participation of the Lebanese army alongside people from South Lebanon and all over the country. On 1st of August, UNIFIL peacekeepers from the Republic of Korea held taekwondo sessions in Al Burghliye and Abbasiye villages with 21 local students and a Lebanese taekwondo instructor taking part. The participants learned basic stances, kicks, and self-defense techniques, while also practicing focus, respect, and discipline, which are central to the martial arts. It also offered a moment of close connection between the peacekeepers and the youth, a small but meaningful step towards healing after months of hardship endured by communities in the wake of the last conflict. On 31 July, UNIFIL Nepalese peacekeepers, in collaboration with the Lebanese Army, SHIELD NGO, and Spanish peacekeepers, held an awareness event on the risks of unexploded ordnances for children in Shakra village. The event brought together over 100 participants under the age of 15 to learn about the dangers of unexploded ordnances through interactive sessions, games, and demonstrations by sniffer dogs. Such initiatives are crucial in South Lebanon, where UXOs remain a serious risk to civilians following the recent conflict.